After Charleston, then where did you go?
We were at Charleston 5 years, went to Lexington for 2 years. I think that was a mistake. We were appointed back then. The bishop was convinced by one of the DS's district superintendents who had districts and they were part of the appointment system that we should go to Lexington. The race issue was still strong and Holmes County was 86% black. A man in the church was trying to get all the churches in that county, 25 of them, to pull out of the Methodist church. And he was a state legislator. I preached to him from the pulpit and he would hang onto the pews with white knuckles when I'd give an invitation. So I called him and said, Ed, I'd like to talk to you. Could I come to your house? He said, I'm going to the plantation. I'll come by your office. He came in and I said, brother, let me be your brother. Forget that I'm your preacher. What's going on with you? He just broke into tears, confessed the life he was living. We got in on our knees on a hardwood floor and I was just moved by his prayer. That night he went to a cocktail party and walked around with a cocktail in his hand, bragging about he'd been reconverted that afternoon. His son said, why you need that cocktail? And he said, well, why do you need one? He said, we both need to be converted. That was their feeling about drinking cocktails. But that kind of climax when the tragedy happened and Martin Luther King was killed while we were there in Memphis, just 85 miles away, buildings were burned in Lexington. Businesses went broke. They just wouldn't trade there. The blacks decided they wouldn't. They boycotted the square. One of my men lost his business and had a heart attack and died. I went to Ed Jr. and said, Ed, I have a friend coming to Jackson, and he knows the theology of racial problems. It was Ralph Wilkerson from New York. I didn't tell him who it was. I wish we could get the two Black Panthers who are leading part of this problem here to Jackson. He went to the Black Panthers and said to them, I'm going Friday night. I'd like you to go with me. They were afraid that it was going to be a kind of white man's party and said, we'll tell you Friday. On Friday afternoon, they saw him going to the courthouse. They stepped out behind cedar bushes and talked to him and said, we'll go, but we're not going to take anybody else with us, and we'll leave in right now. He said, I got to tell my wife where we're going. He called Marty and said, we're going to Jackson. Went to Jackson and heard Dave Wilkerson preach. Ed Jr. said they were the only two black men in the stadium. And he said when Wilkerson gave the invitation, they were the first ones up to go. And I got up. I told you I'd never go to an altar again, but I did. I went with them, and we knelt at the altar. Scads of people came. Ed and the black men were going home that night. And Ed said, you know, this was a special experience tonight. It ought not to end tonight. And they said, well, we don't know. We're Black Panthers. He said, I know that. I belong to a family that had a lot to do with the KKK. But this is too good to waste. What are we going to do about it? And Ed said, why don't we have a Bible study? And so they did. Turned out 30 or 40 men in town came. Then they decided to build a youth center near the country club of all places. That really didn't make the people unhappy, going to the country club. But near the country club, a youth center where all the kids in high school, black and white, could come for recreation. And God literally resurrected, revived that town.
And you were there for that?
We were there for the first part of it. Mm-hmm. We left from there and went back to school to get our doctorate.
When you were a child, were you around blacks?
Oh, yes.
Played with black children?
Oh, yes.
So from the get-go, oh, yes. It was not an issue for you, black or white, and certainly not for your parents either.
For most of the Mississippians that way, they counted the people who worked with them on their farms and plantations almost part of the family. Sometimes they used names like Uncle So-and-so, and later that became a derogative term. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the majority of the people in Mississippi loved the blacks. When they started coming to school with us, that was explosive. I got in trouble in Lexington because I went to see a black minister who had an accident at a sawmill. His leg was cut off between his knee and his ankle. I went to see them, and the church told me not to go back to see him. I said, he's my brother. I'll do what God asked me to do. Thank you. So all those kind of things happened.
Yeah.